What a privilege that on the first day of the year that we have this grateful opportunity for me to share with you what's in my heart, but also for God to allow us to wake up this morning. When we got out of bed, two hands, two feet, we started moving our head. We're like, you know, waking up. Is it really the first of the year? And we are so grateful for that opportunity. I don't know if you deserve that, but I know for sure that I don't deserve that. And we are grateful. And I'm so happy that you are here with us. Thank you for the church for giving me the opportunity. Thank you for Pastor Carl, Pastor John, for their support through the year. And I believe that I have a word for you today. I believe that I was blessed when I meditate on that word, and I prayed that you are also blessed today. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for today on the first day of the year. So many didn't make it last year. So many things happened. But yet, you are still God. You are still on the throne. And you allowed us to see today, the first day of 2023. Father, we pray that this word today will fall on fertile ground. Let it not come from me, who is not worthy, but let it come from you so heart can be touched. When you speak, things happen, mountain moved. And we thank you. We praise your name this morning. All the glory, all the praise to you. Amen. What I want to share with you today, I know 2022 for some of you might have been a great year. For some of you, maybe it was a year that many things you prayed for happened. But I know also that some of us, that we are still have prayers. We still have things that are pending. We still have things that are in front of the throne of grace that we're asking for. We still have prayers that has not been answered yet. But I want to share with you today that God still answers prayer. The word that was spoken today while doing worship was it, victory is coming. That was the word that was given to us. But I want to share with you today that victory is here. It has already come. And I came to strengthen your faith for what God has done in my life, especially at the end of this year. I came to assure you that whatever is your need today, God has it. Whatever that you are asking for, it's here. It's done. I have two verses. I have two passages that are the main passages today. One of them is found in the book of Luke, verse 4, verse 17, 21. And then one of them is Isaiah 61. I want to set the stage first for Luke. Luke found Jesus possibly in the second year of his ministry. One of the things Jesus used to do is go into the synagogue in the town that he was born, which is the town of Nazareth, and he would go and read from the Old Testament. That particular day, Jesus went into the temple, and the part that he was reading was Luke 4, verse 17, 21, but that was prophecy before in Isaiah 61. So let's read first Isaiah 61. I think they're going to put it on the screen that we can read together. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit, the NIV version. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captive, and release from darkness for the prisoners. That was in Isaiah. Jesus went to the temple that day in Luke 4, verse 17. And he's reading from the same passage. I believe that this passage will bless you this morning. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, we start with 17 in NIV version. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Something else happened. Jesus was standing up. Remember I tell you, he was standing up, speaking to the crowd. And all eyes, you know, attention, that's what he always does. But when he got to this particular part, verse 20, John, can I have your service, please? Pastor John, I stand corrected. When he, in verse 20, 19 said to proclaim the year of the Lord, and that was it. And then when he got to verse 20, he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and this is what Jesus did. He sat down, just like I'm sitting down, all eyes on me. Why is she sitting down? Why is he sitting down? There was something Jesus wanted to get through with the people. There was something special on that day that he wanted to get through that, yes, in Isaiah, it was prophesied. But today, the scripture said, it is fulfilled. Today, it is done. Today, what was prophesied, it's happening. It's already there. It's there for you. I am the God. I am. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I came to give you freedom. And when he sat down, the words got through. Because as I'm sitting down, there was a silence. And people had time to think, why is he sitting down? Because he wanted to let them know, thank you, John. He wanted to let them know that the word has been fulfilled. Now, I don't know what you believe God for. I don't know what you believed in 2022 that didn't happen. I don't know what you have in 2003 that you are waiting to happen. But I can tell you today, it is fulfilled. Today, it is done. And whatever you are believing for, Jesus, he's the same. Today, yesterday, and forever. He came, verse 18, in Luke, verse 18, 4, to proclaim captive to the freedom, to those that are bound. Freedom from bondage. In the Amplified Version, it reads to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation and physical and spiritual captive. I'm not talking about bondage in the sense of bondage being bound, but in the spiritual sense. What is it that binds you? What is it that keeps you from going forward? What is it that keeps you awake at night? What is it that right now, when I talk about it, it's right, it's in your heart. Your heart is pumping because it's right there. It's a pressing need that you have. I read in Exodus 2, verse 23, and it's the NIV version. And I will read it for you. During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groan in their slavery and cry out. And they cry out for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and Jacob. There was something special about that passage, is that God heard their groaning. I want to tell you that God heals you today. I want to tell you he's concerned about you. He cares about you. We read the story of the children of Israel, and sometimes when we read the story, we're like, oh my God, these people, they really didn't listen. And then when I look at my life, I'm like, sometimes we're not any different from them. How many times God speaks to us and we don't listen? How many times we fell? How many times we fall down? But his grace pick us up every time. His grace is overflowing every time. No matter what keeps you bind, no matter what keeps you from releasing what God has in your life. He said, today, it is done. Peter, in Acts 12, we read the verse 7. I will paraphrase. Peter was in prison by King Herod. But the night before his trial, an angel appeared to him and told Peter to leave. Peter's chains fell off. And Peter walked out of the prison. I read it says there were 12 guards that were guarding those cells, that prison, the prison where Peter was. Also, there were mountains of wall that were made of steel. The angels came and told Peter, "Follow me." Peter thought he was dreaming. What I like about this passage is that God does the things that are so unusual. The way that you think your miracle is going to happen, probably not. Because it goes above and beyond our minds. The mind of man is not the mind of God. Sometimes we're thinking, oh, I just want this. I just want a little house. I just want a little job. And then when God does it, it's marvelous. It's beyond our comprehension. It's beyond what we were thinking. Peter walked out of that prison. God does things beyond our imagination. He does things out of the norm. That's why he's God. That is why he is God. Acts 12, verse 7. Suddenly, the angel appeared of the Lord and said, "Follow me." That thing that's been holding you, suddenly, God said this morning, it's done. It's accomplished. Victory is here for you. The problem is sometimes it's hard for us to receive it. And if God says you are free indeed. Another part of that verse talks about, in Luke 4, 18, talks about the little part of that verse said, he came to set the oppressed free. Jeremiah 30, 17 said, I will restore your health. I will restore your health and heal all your wounds. I don't know what wounds you have. I know in my line of work, there's different type of wounds. In order for a wound to heal, you need to find what type of wound is it first. Because different type of wound heal differently. There's not just one treatment, one dressing that will heal all type of wound. I don't know what type of wound you have this morning. I don't know how many years you've been wounded. Maybe by a person, maybe by your parents, maybe by the one that's supposed to love you. He came this morning to heal your wound. And there's another passage that I like that says that he has sent me to bind up the wounds. Bind up. When I read the word bind up, meaning that he's not going to just let the wound and just let it go, but he treats it every day. He binds it up. He wraps it up. He cleans it every day. I don't know what stage is your wound. I don't know even what type of wound in the literal sense. I don't know. But God knows this morning. Isaiah 40 said, he gave strength to the weary and increased the power of the weak. You might not be able to do it on your own, but God promised this morning. He came to free you. He came to bind up that wound. He came to give you freedom from whatever that is keeping you. I say all this to you this morning to share with you what God has done, that he still answers prayer. December 5th, my nephew, 25 years old, very achieved young man, graduate from college, very good job, wake up this one morning, December 5th, and left for work. He left for work. His dad watched him get in the car and leave. And at nighttime, he didn't come back. When he didn't come back, then his dad went to his room and see his phone was there, his computer was there. Monday happened, he didn't come back. Tuesday happened, he didn't come back. Wednesday happened, I didn't know that. On Thursday, I got a call from my sister-in-law. He said, Rose, we have a problem. I said, what? He said, are you sitting down? I said, I'm in my office, I'm okay, I'll close the door. He said, he left home since Monday, and today is Thursday, we don't know where he is. I braced myself. I said, Lord, what is this? Where does this come from? Where could he be? And this is not a child that will leave without telling his mom. I'm going to the store, Mom. Mom, I'm going to work today. After work, I'm stopping this, and then I'm coming home. Mom always know where he is. But these past few days, they didn't know where he is. The worst, dad has part of his bank, know his account. And when dad went to the bank, there was no action on the bank. No money was removed before. No money has been removed for the past 4 days. Where is he? What happened? We went to the police. The police said, well, they came, they investigate. Doesn't look anything foul. There's not the police report. They didn't see anything suspicious. So we have to wait for a week before we can file a missing report. Here it is. I'm thinking all the news. How many times we hear in the news people disappear? You never find where they are. Here it is. I am the oldest of six. I always forget my younger one because my mom always says she was an accident. And my sister-in-law is oldest of five. We lost all our parents. In the space of 3 years, we had four funerals. All our grandparents. My mom passed away. My dad passed away. My sister-in-law, her mom passed away. And the grandparents were the anchor of the family. So I became the mother of them, and she became the mother of them. So now here we are, the two of us, crying and praying, what happened to our son? What happened to my nephew? Where could he be? What, was there anything going on? No. All the questions that you can ask, was there anything suspicious? Nothing came. I called Pastor Carl for prayer. Sandra prayed. all over the world was praying. Call Haiti, France, Paris, Canada, all the place that the mom has prayer group, has connection. We have a prayer group. We prayed. When I heard the news, I packed my bag and we left. My husband and I, we left. We spent the weekend. I felt like I didn't have a soul for the weekend. We prayed. We pray on the hour, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Friday night, the temperature dropped where we were. And I'm like, my God, where could he be in the cold? What's going on? But I had to trust that I had to trust that verse that he gave freedom to the ones that are captive. I had to trust that. There was a part when Monday come, it's 7 days. I said, Lord, 7 days, how I'm going to work. I said, you know what? Anyone that doesn't pray, that doesn't know how to pray, I'm not going to say what I'm going through. There was one social worker at the job. I said, they're going to see something wrong. I'm going to, only the close one, the people that are close to me, that will see that I'm not functioning the same, I have to tell. So she walked in my office, and I told her, I said, it's been a week. My nephew disappeared. We don't know where he is. And the whole family is upside down. She said to me, Rose, I don't know how to pray. But you know what? I came to your mom's funeral, and I saw you were praying. So the same God you prayed, I'm going to pray with you. I said, oh, God, that was a word of encouragement. Different people call. Pastor call and encourage me. Monday morning came, my brother called. They found the car. Car empty, with not my nephew. Nothing was touching the car. Nothing suspicious in the car. Now, the car was found when the police start to investigate because it's been a week. When I heard the car was found, my heart. Monday afternoon, we had a prayer meeting. At the beginning of prayer, I said, I'm weak. I can't do it. I don't know. I need your help. And the prayer, they prayed. And we read that passage. God gave freedom to the captive. He delivered those who are in bondage. We don't know where we is. We don't know what's going on. You know, in the mind of a 25-year-old, we cannot be there. We don't know. But we trust God. We know there's a God in heaven. We know there's a God that answers prayer. And we were standing on the same word I'm sharing with you today. It's those words that I stood up in the family and the church. And all of you stood with me on those words that God answers prayer. That Monday night, I went to sleep. Before I sleep, I called the mom. I just wanted to hear her voice. She didn't have a voice anymore. I couldn't even tell you as a mother. It's her first son. And she said to me, Rose, I know now the FBI are looking. So that's why they started to find the car. But now I'm telling you, God tell me, I'm going to get a phone call and I'm going to walk and pick up my son. That's what she said to me on the phone. I said, I believe it with you. We're standing on that word, and I'm going to trust that that's going to happen. I went to sleep. Every hour I wake up, I couldn't sleep for that entire week. 2 o'clock came that night, and what I thought is, I said, it's 13. It was December 13. I'm like, God, December 13? That's an odd day. 2 o'clock, my phone rang. It was my sister. She said, they found Malcolm. Now, my heart dropped because she didn't say, you know, whether he's alive or not. She just said, she found Malcolm. And my heart stopped. And the next thing she said, Rose, they called the mom. The police called the mom and said to the mom, come and get your son. We found him. The same word that the mother had said is the same word. She told me she got a phone call, and the police said, we found your son. We ran him to the computer, and we think this is him, well and alive. The different things that happened didn't make sense. I can tell you the investigation is still going on. What's going on? Everything we match together doesn't make sense. We just know that it wasn't, if it wasn't for God, that kid would not have been here today. We just know that God performed that miracle. We just know that God answers our prayer. I had said to God, I don't want to be a statistic. I don't want my family to be part of a statistic. A statistic of many kids that disappear. A statistic of suicide. A statistic of different things. I said, no, Lord, we can't. We can't. We trust in you. And Psalm 107 verse 6 said, those that cry out to the Lord in their trouble, he delivered them from their distress. We stood upon those words. And this is the God that I'm talking to you this morning. In 2022, I don't know what you went through, but I can tell you, 2023, he's alive. He's still performing miracle. He is still healing. I don't know what you hear. I don't know what is your pressing need right now, whether it's a sickness you've been battling, or whether you're believing for your family for reconciliation. I can tell you, the same God who parted the Red Sea, the same God who gave manna to the children of Israel when they were out in the desert, this is the same God. The same God that brought my nephew back is the same God. He can do it for you. We are not any different. We put our trust in him. Today, the scripture said it's been fulfilled in verse 21 in Luke 4. It's fulfilled. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said. He's there. Good news to the poor. Release to the captive. Today, you are free. Today, you are healed. Today, the scripture is fulfilled. Today, the victory is here. And verse 20, this is the part I want to leave you with. It said, this is the year of the Lord. 2023, we're going to declare it. This is the year of the Lord. This is the year for your miracle. This is the year what you've been waiting for. And there is nothing impossible to God. Let us bow our head. Let us stand up, as a matter of fact. Oh, I forgot to ask Pastor John for Karen to play There's Honey in the Rock. Let us stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You came to bring good news, and your mission is as relevant today as it was back then. You are as powerful today as you were before. Father, there could be so many miracles we can talk about, but when you do something so vibrant, so real for us, how can we stand and not saying anything? Father, we pray that those words encourage those who are here today. We thank you, Lord. You may feel you might try out things before in the past. You may feel you have tried that. It didn't work. What makes it gonna work this year? It is done. Today the word is fulfilled. Today, by hearing, it's accomplished in your life. Let us bow our head. I don't know what you have in your life. I'm not gonna ask you to come forward. Just raise our hand. Just raise your hand. I always say raise hand is a sound of surrounding. It's a sound of saying, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Heal me. Here I am. Console my heart. Here I am feeling of depression, gotta go away. Here I am feeling of being a loser, gotta go away. Here I am, the financial blessing that I'm waiting for. Here I am, hands open wide. Do what you do best. Do what you alone can do. The same way you brought my nephew back is the same way you can do it also for the heart. Those people who are waiting for you, Lord, we thank you. Touch your people. Touch your church. Let 2023 be a year, the year of Jubilee, a year of restoration, a year that is nothing that 2022 has been before. Thank you for 2023. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for nudging us this morning and let us know that you still answer prayer. You are still God. You are still on the throne. All the praise be to you, Father. All the glory be to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mark 11, 24 said, therefore, whatever we ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that it is done today. And his will is done in your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You do the ordinary thing. You don't do anything ordinary. You do things above and beyond. Thank you this morning. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for bringing back what we've lost. Thank you for opening the door. We prayed. Now we thank you. We thank you for what we prayed for. We thank you for what we pray for this morning. We thank you for victory we pray for. We thank you for healing we pray for this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing our child back we pray for. Thank you, Father, for the desperation we prayed for. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Emotional healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. May God bless you.